DePose from The Faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. This show originally aired on WRCT on Friday, September 9th, 2022.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark, and I'm a feet on the ground. So happy my head spins around. Quite content to sit on this fence. Quite content now we'll be old.
So when you start. such a pain that makes you insane. It's really hard to give you a hard time. Where people lie, we don't know what's right. We are not stupid boys, but we want to do it.
The Armoires doing a Christie's Yellow River, wrapping up that first set of music here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Original version came out back in 1970, which is why I pulled it off of a compilation of only songs. Compilation of songs that came out in 1970, but cover songs of those. It's called We All Shine On. Brand new music, Armoires doing Yellow River. Before that, how about some Red Cross and Play My Song? Also, Love and Rockets with Mirror People. Start off the entire set with Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock. Because indeed, my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock. It comes to you each and every week at this time. What time is that? Well, 9 o'clock on a Friday. That's what time it is. I say this until maybe they're like, dude, you don't get encore shows anymore. So if it's not Friday, February, if it's not Friday, February, anything, we're way off. If it's not Friday, September 9th, then you are listening to an encore show. But for those of you who are like, yo, no, that's today. Well, good news. We're here. We're in the studio. And we're rock and rolling for you. Bad news is that meningitis can strike anyone, anywhere, and at any time. That's some pretty bad news. But health officials have recommended vaccination for all adolescents from the ages of 11 to 18, college freshmen living in dorms, because guess what? You're also at an increased risk of contacting the disease. So if you or your children are in these risk groups, your healthcare provider can tell you more about vaccination. The National Meningitis Association says, don't wait, vaccinate. For more information, their website is nmaus.org. Message brought to you by the National Meningitis Association and your good friends here at WRCT. So much lined up for you on this program. I know, I feel bad. My Encore listeners only get half the program. They get the first half, the first 2 hours. Those second 2 hours are a mystery. It's when the mock happens and I do things. Sometimes I do a music and a radio calendar. Not sometimes, I do, but I just felt like I just ran a marathon, which is ironic because I believe today, September 9th, is the anniversary of the Battle of the Marathon or whatever that was that the dude ran, and we've now got that 26.2 miles as a marathon. Because I ran to get to the station. I broke a sweat. So I do have a mock coming up for the Friday night listeners. In 3 hours, you have to wait for that. And I'll tell you what the mock was going to be. I thought about it. Like, it was a last minute. You know what? Today is September 9th. It's 9-9. September has nine letters in it. It's the ninth month. You know, so let's do a nine mock. Let's mock. And then I was talking to a friend of mine whose birthday is today. And she's like, Mockster, you've already done that. You've done that. And I'm like, all right, I forgot. She goes, I'm pretty sure you've done that. So, Michelle, thank you. But I'm still going to play a bunch of songs throughout the night that have nine as a reference to them. Why not? I do this one each and every year for you, Michelle. From Murmur, it's REM 99. It's the Viva La Mock radio program here on WRCT.
Give me a cup of tea. do what you said you would do when you said, what would you do when you said you would do when you said you would do what you said you would do when you said, what would you do when you said you would do when you said, what would you do if you could do anything you want? I'm doing it now, singing a song out loud about what would you do if you knew.
Tom Robinson Band wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program with 2, 4, 6, 8 Motorway. Before Tom Robinson, how about some Nine Iron? Self-titled album. It might have been their debut. I'm not actually positive. Came out on the Safe House record label back in 1993. The Girl from 911. Also played some Polyphonic Spree with What Would You Do? Start off the entire set. Speaking of nines, because it is 9-9, R.E.M. from Murmur gave us 9-9. It's half past your hour here on 88.3 FM. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. I'm just chilling. Hopefully you had a good week. Maybe you had a short week because of the Labor Day holiday. You can never really go wrong with that, can you? Unless, of course, you didn't have a short week because you worked on Monday. For that, I'm sorry. Or that's awesome. Whichever you prefer. Hey, on a weekend, I gotta tell you, the weekends here on WRCT are so amazing. So I'll tell you about Jay Thurber's show later. But have you checked out Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy? It's a newer show to the WRCT catalog of shows. And Eric O'Brien, he blends instrumental versions of songs that everybody knows. So occasionally he throws in those vocal pop standards, and then he mixes in odd news, interesting song facts, and a moment or two of levity. It's called Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. So if there's too much noise in your world, you should tune into that Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5. I tune in every week. Do the dishes, clean the apartment, wash the dog, you know, whatever. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Probably not the best segue to get into a 11th Dream Day song. Going back to the Zeros and Ones album, believe it or not, it came out 16 years ago now. It's Lately, I've Been Thinking. It's Viva La Mock here on WRCT.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, Ohio's own Clifford Never Knew, wrapping up that set of music with Brainy from their Cura Chroma EP. Before that, Chicago, Illinois. And I can say that with the S at it when I'm saying, because I'm using it as a possessive. So just so you know, I said Chicago, Illinois, Reaction Formation. I'm sorry. It's a pet peeve when people say Illinois with the S, and they're just saying Illinois. Reaction Formation. Name of the album was Mark David Chapman. Pulled that out of my personal collection. Teenage Jesus. I know, you're thinking, Monster, before that you played some Sonic Youth. You didn't play Teenage Riot off of Daydream Nation? No, Teenage Jesus, Teenage Riot. Too cliche. Actually, I played Silver Rocket off of Daydream Nation. And start off the entire set. Entire set was started off with some 11 Dream Day, because you know what, lately? I've been thinking. You know what I've been thinking? I've been thinking how wonderful it is that you take some time on a Friday night to hang out with me. Or if it's an encore show, whatever day it is, to hang out with me. Who and me? I am Paul. I am the Mockster. It's a little show called Viva La Mock that comes to each and every Friday evening in its first run here on 88.3 FM. Got 13 minutes before the top of the hour. And did you know that about 17 million people will acquire a dog or a cat within the next year? That's pretty awesome, right? Well, here's the unawesome part of that. 2.7 million pets will actually lose their lives in shelters. Now, however, that percentage of pets in homes adopted from shelters and rescue groups has risen by a couple percent in the last few years. And that's an encouraging statistic that shows that euthanasia of shelter pets is down 10%. And that's pretty awesome. How can you make a difference? You can adopt. Make a difference in the life of a shelter pet. Because a person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Brought to you by WRCT and the shelterpetproject.org. A very good friend of the Mockster's just recently. Well, I was with him the day his dog passed unexpectedly. Saw him earlier with the dog, and then later on he sent me a message saying that the dog just must have had like a little doggy heart attack. Well, I'm happy to report he actually went to a shelter literally days before a new little puppers was gonna be put down, and he has adopted it. See? Happy ending. So let me give you a hint on what the mock's going to be. Here's a great hint. Queen Elizabeth died. That's a hint that you just cannot deny. But you know what else happened on this day in 1543? 1543. Nope, that's not what happened on this day. That's what happened. I knew something happened on this day. Mary, Queen of Scots, was crowned at 9 months old on this day in 1543. So why not play a song called Mary, Queen of Scots from the album Mary, Queen of Scots? It's Eugene Kelly and his project, Eugenius, here on Viva La Mock.
Getting into stoke. ships and they don't move too. It's just a red box.